Hello, you're with Mark Lowdy and Simon Littlewood at the Riabu exhibit at the SMEICC in Singapore. You know, Simon, there's been a lot of discussion of late about recession.
Yeah.
We've seen an inversion of the yield curve in the US interest rates. Donald Trump is trying to talk up the economy. And in general, when you see the Singapore government bring down their economic growth forecast for the year to 0 to 1%, a downgrade from previous forecasts, you know, there's a lot of talk about recession in the air. Now, our focus at Riabu, of course, is to ensure that you get your invoice paid on time, that you are first in line to get paid when your customer sits down to write checks for at the end of the month. Is a recessionary environment actually the sort of time that you would want to raise the issue of payments with your customers? Is it not better to say, hey, you know, I know times are tough, therefore you can take longer to pay?
Well, I mean, the short answer is it's always a good time to make sure that you're paid on time. We are looking at a situation where, due to quantitative easing, there's lots of cheap money around, as a result of which we think many companies, particularly SMEs, who have many sources of borrowing, have been encouraged to finance their balance sheets with borrowing rather than focusing on discipline when it comes to defining and executing clear payment terms.
Yeah? Yes, but how easy is it to enforce that discipline at a time that the economy is slowing, your customer might themselves have problems collecting? And you know, if customers are drying up, you might be very tempted to not raise the issue of payments during those initial sales conversations.
I think that's a really interesting question, because you're absolutely right. Although the jury's out on whether there's actually a recession, because that's when the economy contracts for two quarters in succession, there's no doubt that as a result of the discussions between the US and China, there's been a slowing of China growth.
Yes.
And what that means is, given that many of the companies in Singapore and other parts of Southeast Asia depend ultimately on China's supply chain for selling their products, the fact that there's a reduction in demand, so negative growth, if you like, means that there will be less cash around, and that in some cases, customers will be reluctant or unable to pay.
Yeah, but it's also then counterintuitive for you to say to your customer, I need to get paid on time, at a time that you might have fewer and fewer customers.
Here's the thing to hang on to, and you know, we say at Riabu that it's all about being first in line to get paid. Either a company is solvent or it's not solvent. It's a binary question. If your customer is solvent, he has money in the bank, he's paying somebody. The question you need to ask, and we can help you with this, is what are the things that I need to do to make sure that I am always the one that gets paid on time? And that's a process of discipline and education. Yep. And there's never a bad time to do that. It's much better if you do it when times are good, so that when times get bad, you're already ahead of the game. But frankly, whether you take the view that there's a recession or whether things are just slowing down a bit, whichever view you take, it's a really good time now to start focusing on this, to start becoming the company that demonstrates a superior commitment to engagement and service with your customer.
But would you tackle this in a different way than if times are really good? For example, would you be a little bit softer in your approach to highlight your payment terms to the customer? What if the customer says to you, you're so, whacking me all the time about your payment terms, I'm going to find somebody else to deal with?
Well, there are a couple of ways of approaching this. The first thing that I would strongly advocate is openness and integrity with your customer. So sit down with the customer and ask him how he's doing, and tell him how you're doing and what else is going on in the market. Now, you know, Riabu can help with this because we have data, right? And have a discussion on how he's doing, and you know, and in most cases, if you're sympathetic to what he is encountering, you can build a better understanding of what you need to do to make him comfortable that he needs to pay you. Of course, if I turn this on its head, if you happen to be a company that has tons of working capital, theoretically, you could, and I've written about this, unusually, some companies can extend terms in order to hold on to market share. But the reason I never really talk about that is because it's just too easy. If you once broach that as a notion, your sales team are going to run away with the idea that they can essentially sell and no one will have to pay, right?
Right, right.
So in certain cases, which should be approved by finance, you might allow working capital to grow to maintain or grow share in particular parts of the market where there is undercapitalization.
Okay.
Mostly though, particularly with 80-20 rule, particularly with the 20% of your customers that comprise 80% of your cash, you're going to want to embrace them.
Right.
You're going to want to find out what's going on and make a point of trying to help them so that they remain close and pay you on time.
So in sum, you should have that conversation anyway, but even in difficult times, by having an open conversation that lays the cards on the table, I suppose, about payment
terms. He's having difficult times. What does he want? So you don't, it's like anything else. You start by listening. How do you sell? How do you make somebody friendly? How do you make them offer you something? You listen. What are you hearing? How can we help? What can we do? You know, that's always the answer in these situations.
And you're saying that, therefore, they're also less likely to go to another vendor who's not emphasizing on the payment terms.
Well, I think it's all down to intimacy. It's all down to relationship, you know. At the end of the day, no two vendors are alike. What you want to be is you want to be the vendor that has the best products, the best service, and the highest level of engagement. And to demonstrate that, you need to be thinking of what you can do to make the customer's life easier. Yeah, that should be your focus.
And not worry about bringing up the conversation on payments.
No, because that's part of that discussion. Because the transaction and the complexities that he has to deal with internally are part of that discussion. For example, if there are discrepancies, if you are repeatedly doing things the way he has to go back and he has to rework, that's a cost. He's actually got a certain number of FTEs, full-time equivalents, actually working on dealing with your invoices.
Yes.
You can explain to him how that is monetized by taking the errors out of invoicing systems and by making them simpler. That saves him money and it gets you paid quicker.
And that's what we're all about at Riyabu. Thanks very much for joining us, Simon.